Edwin Lundy was a preeminent Minnesota architect. His career spanned four decades, from the 1920s to the late 1960s, and he designed more than 300 projects in his career. Edwin Lundy is connected both historically and culturally to Schroeder, as well as the whole North Shore. First of all, Lundy built his own cabin in Schroeder. And from the 1940s to the 1960s, he vacationed in Schroeder, but he also designed about 17 cabins from Duluth to just east of Grand Marais. Also, in the Twin Cities, he had a very upscale market, and he designed many homes along Summit Avenue. And interestingly, as the access to the North Shore became better, easier to travel to the North Shore, some of these people wished to have little cabins along Lake Superior. So for his affluent clients, he built cottages. And while other architects in his era kind of drew from the English and the French and the colonial models, Lundy was one of the few who worked from his Scandinavian roots. His specialty was timber frame, and the Lundy cabins were designed or modeled after Norwegian country buildings. Carpenters built the cabins with native pine, rough sawn cedar, and North Shore stone. Lutzen Resort exemplifies that rustic Scandinavian tradition that we see in some of his North Shore cabins.
You've been listening to a segment of WTIP's ongoing historical series, Moments in Time. This edition features Linda Lamb of the Schroeder Area Historical Society talking about Minnesota architect Edwin Lundy. Moments in Time is produced by the WTIP News Department. It's about sharing stories and memories of our region's past. Check out the series at WTIP.org. Support for this feature is provided in part with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Yes, sir.